Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited on today because we have a very special guest. But first, we want to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we ask that this program be something that is acceptable and pleasing to your sight. We ask that you bless our guests and all of those who are listening as they listen to the interview, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And on today, I want to introduce our very special guest. My guest is a smooth urban gospel artist out of Iowa. He is a singer, a songwriter, self-taught musician, wow, and producer. He got his start by playing the piano by ear as a young child. He's very intelligent. He has a debut album entitled The Red Carpet, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, he aspired to sing R&B, but he was introduced to the gospel of Christ, and so therefore he's singing for Christ. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Israel Tutsa. Mr. Israel, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Now, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your music ministry?
Sure. No problem. No problem.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, my name is Israel Tutsa, like you mentioned, and I am an urban gospel artist. I've been playing music since I was 4 years old, and I started just playing the piano. My dad bought me a little Casio keyboard when I was about 4 years old, and I just started tinkering with that, you know, just trying to pick up, you know, whatever I could hear. And we were in church one day, and my mom came, and she said some of her friends were telling her that her son was doing a good job on the piano, and she didn't know I could play. So she said, "My son doesn't know how to play the piano." And they said, "Yes, he can. Come and listen." So she came and saw me playing, and she didn't even know I could play. So I was just playing by ear what I heard. And, you know, down through the years, the Lord allowed me to just progress and get better and better. So now, flash forward 26 years or whatever, I am now the owner of a small music production company and making my own music from my studio here and trying to spread the gospel all around the world through song.
Wow, that is great. So you answered this other question about how you got your start in the music ministry. Now, at some point, you had a break in music ministry. You took a break from your music ministry. So mm-hmm. How did the strength of God return you back to the music industry, the gospel music industry?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It was around 2002. I went through a battle with depression and with a lot of things, self-esteem, and I had a it wasn't a voluntary break. It was more like an involuntary break, almost like it started off as like a writer's block. I couldn't think of any songs. I couldn't write. I couldn't piece together anything. And it's just, one day after another went by. And next thing you know, a month had gone by, 2 months had gone by, and a year or two had gone by, and I was still struggling. And I didn't know if this was what I was supposed to do. I didn't know what my purpose was. I started doubting myself and doubting whether God had truly intended that I'd be used in the music ministry. So over the course of time, I was able to move out of the city I was in, and I ended up moving to a new church. And the pastor there was really teaching about, knowing who you are in Christ and being yourself and being free and that God gave you your gifts for a reason, for a purpose. And I got revived. And over the past 4 or 5 years, it's just the Lord's been waking me up almost every day with a new song in my heart. And I wake up and I record it and put it on wax. And it's been turning into these albums. So I've got tons of material stored up, and I'm just trying to put them out as quick as I can.
Wow, that's excellent. That's such a blessing. Now, tell us about your most recent album in 2015, The Red Carpet, and what message is conveyed in that album.
Right, yeah, The Red Carpet. I had a lot of fun making The Red Carpet. The Red Carpet is it's a kind of like a metaphor. You know, there a lot of times you have a lot of celebrities that are out there, singers, actors, and rappers, and athletes, and everything. And it's amazing to see the type of attention they get, you know, media attention, whenever they show up to the red carpet and they step out. You have the cameras flashing, you know, you got, you know, teenagers on social media always checking for them. And what are they doing? What's going on in their lives? You know, what moves are they making and everything? So the red carpet was kind of me just looking at the situation of the world and wondering, we give these people so much of our time and attention trying to see, you know, what they're up to. And I wonder what would it be like if we really gave Jesus Christ that type of attention, if we gave him our time, we gave him our admiration, if we gave him, you know, the glory and honor that he deserves. So it's almost like he deserves his own red carpet. You know, he's the one that's there with us every day. He's the one that's waking us up, you know, giving us breath in our body and keeping us and all of that. So it's like he deserves his own red carpet. So that's how that album came out to be, and that was the concept behind it.
Wow, that is excellent, and you're exactly right. That's good. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now tell us a little bit about your new album, Sandcastles.
Sandcastles. Sandcastles is another kind of a strange concept. I don't know, my mind just kind of works funny, I guess. But I was thinking about a sandcastle. It's really the metaphor of a sandcastle is a play on how you can build a sandcastle in the sand, and no matter how glorious that sandcastle is, eventually that sandcastle will get washed away when the tide comes in. And so it talks about the vanity of life and the brevity of life and how we can't get caught up into everything that's going on down here, because eventually our lives are going to get washed away with the tide, just like that sandcastle. And so since you don't know when your time on earth is going to be up, you might as well spend your time focusing on what really matters, which is, you know, preparing your soul to be ready for the eternal life, which is coming after this, which is the main thing we should be focused on. So that's what the album Sandcastles is about. So I did this album in all in maybe like a month or a month and a half time. My wife was at work and my kids were at school, and I had the studio to myself. And, you know, I just really just got in prayer and meditation and just allowed the Lord to give me, you know, the songs and pieces together over the past 2.5 months or so.
That's great. And I'm going to play the sandcastles that you sent me. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. I appreciate that.
This is Sandcastles, ladies and gentlemen, by Mr. Israel Tootson.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good song, Sandcastles. That is excellent. That was an excellent analogy, how sandcastles really parallel our lives. Excellent song.
Thank you.
Mr. Israel.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Now, what are some of your long-term goals and short-term goals in ministry?
Well, my long-term goal is to spread the gospel around the world through song. I believe that the Lord has a purpose for everyone to be here, and I believe that he gives us our gifts and talents to be used to help further his kingdom and his ministry. And it took me a while to find that out. Like you were mentioning earlier, I always thought that I was going to go into R&B and be an R&B singer. But, you know, over the course of time, the Lord allowed me to find my purpose, my calling. I believe that that's what it is. So that's my long-term goal, is just to get the word out, get the message that Jesus saves, for repenting and being baptized in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking with tongues, and living a holy and sanctified life. You know, these are the things that the world needs to know about, because, you know, one of these days our soul is going to end up in one of two places. So my short-term goal is pretty much just prepare myself for the long-term goal, trying to get the word out, trying to get my Twitter and Instagram followers up, trying to promote the album Sandcastles and Red Carpet. I'm still promoting that one. And just getting the message out to as many people as I can. So
that's good. That's good. Okay, great. Now, you've won, or you've been nominated for many different things because of your music and because what God has done in your life. So tell us a little bit about your nomination for the Neo Soul Gospel Album of the Year.
Yeah, the Neo Soul. It was pretty amazing. When I first made the album Red Carpet, I submitted it to an award show, and I didn't expect that it would go that far, although I felt like it was some of my best material. But, you know, you never exactly know how far everything is going to go. So I submitted it, and I moved through the first round pretty quick, and then I moved through the second round. And next thing you know, we had to go on. The voting was all through, like, Facebook and other places. People that were Facebook members could go on and vote on their page who they felt was album was the best. And, yeah, God bless me. I won that second round to be considered the Neo Soul Gospel Album of the Year. But I didn't go on to win the whole contest, but at least I won that portion, so. That was pretty fun.
That's great. That's a great accomplishment. Excellent. Congratulations. Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yes. What would you tell a new music artist?
New music artist. Oh, man. Well, welcome. New music artist. I would just say, first of all, be yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's one of the most important lessons that I've been learning. You know, you can't try to be somebody else. You know, everybody has their own style. And even though we do listen to people and we get inspired by people, we like what certain people do, that doesn't mean that we have to try to be that person, or, you know, we don't have to be Ty Trigger. We don't have to be, you know, Kiara Sheard or whoever else, you know, you may listen to. We can be our own person because everyone has something to offer. So that's the first thing I would say, is just be yourself. Of course, trust God and wait on Him. Make sure you have a good team of people around you that you can trust. Is one thing that I also would suggest, because, of course, a lot of times we feel like our music is as great, you know, is the greatest thing, but we need people around us that we can trust to, you know, kind of listen to our music and give us the honest truth, you know what I mean, because, you know, without that, you don't really know. So, yeah, those are a couple of tips I would give new artists.
That's good. Okay, thank you for that. And how can individuals contact you concerning your music, and if they wanted to conduct a radio interview with you?
Great. Yeah, definitely. I would appreciate that. My website is israeltutson.com. So you can always find anything up to date news and things that are going on with me on the website. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Israel Tutson. Definitely check me out there. Those are the main things that I use: Twitter, Instagram, and my website. Of course, I'm on Facebook as well for my business page, but mostly, if anyone wants to get in contact with me, Twitter, Instagram, and my website. Once again, that's israeltutson.com.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Israel, and I'm going to add you to my lineup of music so the individuals can hear your music as well. I want to appreciate you for taking out time, coming on this ministry on this Resurrection Day, and I ask that God continue to bless you and your family. And if you ever want to come on again, or you have any friends who want to come on the Afrita Love Show, please let me know.
Oh, it's an honor. I will do. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me once again.
All righty.
My pleasure.
Thank you, and you have a yes, sir. And you have a great evening.
All right. Take care. Pray.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Israel Tootson, and as you all know, he is a smooth urban gospel artist. So be sure to connect with him, radio host, and any other individual. If you want to interview him, he gave us our contact information. This is a recorded interview, so if you want to play back some of the answers that he gave or his contact information, be sure to do so. I will have it on all of my Facebook pages. I have several now. But I have some announcements to make, and some of the announcements are be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Or you can go to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Or you can go to the StellarGospelMusic.com. That's StellarGospelMusic.com. I would love, love, love for you to participate and be in on these interviews. There are many people on the line now, and so be sure to text your family and friends. We will be on tomorrow, God's will, and I will give you that information in a few. All right, gospel artists, artists, actors, actress, journalists, TV hosts, TV stations, publicists, community leaders, teachers, writers, anyone with a positive, positive message, please Facebook Alfreda Love, that's AlfredaLove, or Freedalove, or I have a strictly business page. It's Dr. Alfreda Love, all together, DrAlfredaLove. Please be sure to contact me. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love to promote your works. I'm starting a new vision that God gave me, and I'm going to say this quick because I have a lot of people who are listening and they're radio hosts and they want information about some of the guests. But on that page, you won't have to go through the different just comments that we generally talk about with my circle of individuals. You can just go straight to that page. And that will be nothing but a business page. Everything on it, every page that you look at on the Dr. Alfreda Love page is just for business things, any type of opportunities, additions, you know, any type of individuals who are interested in books. I had several people call. They're interested in the book that I wrote. That will be the page where everyone will go. So that's a all-out business page. But you can connect with me on either one of those avenues on Facebook, the Dr. Alfreda Love page. You can message me, and I would love to have you on the ministry. You can also email me. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be sure to call out what they need. It's very important that you call it out in the atmosphere. And pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the different web pages. We have three of them. The first one is alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. alfreda.hubpages.com. And that is where there you will see many different articles, mostly with the media and celebrities, because that's what we really specialize in, as well as independent artists, anything gospel. We always want to write about anything that's such as politics, anything like that. We really want to know about that, anything with radio. So you will see those type of articles or education. Okay? In addition to that, another website is alfredaloveshow.com. That is the hub for everything. It gives you the two gospel artists. It's actually four gospel artists now that I work with. It's going to give you the events. It's also going to give you the big project I'm working on, which is the Marcy Gerald story. Be sure to look that up. We want to see that on the big screen. We're working on that. It also gives you the book that I've written, Perfecting Our Walk in Christ, and many different publishers have requested that book, and so I'm supposed to talk to many different ones this week. Praise God. In addition to that, it gives you some of the gospel artists, gives you their pictures and other gospel artists I'm adding. That's also the page where you will see gospel music, you will see different events, you will see many different things. So be sure to look at theafreetoloveshow.com. Then finally, we have the stellargospelmusic.com, and that's going to turn into our gospel radio hub. You will see a magazine cover that's in the making. You will see pictures. You will see TV shows. You will see entertainment. You will see many different things, events. You will see many different things on that page, so be sure to check that out. Speaking of events, grab your calendars. For what's coming up, we're going to have the conference at El Tropicano in San Antonio, Texas. Teachers, educators, administrators, community leaders, anyone with a knack for learning and understanding about the educational system and things that go on in the classroom, please come to this workshop. I'm not the only speaker. I'm going to have a breakout session, and I want you to come at 9:45. And it's called Help My Class Is Not Responding. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you the gist of it. I received training. I'm a certified trainer in this particular area. And before we can even get into ESL strategies, before we can even get into strategies in the classroom that works, before we can even help with SPED, before we can even help with our general ed, our GT students, we have to get structure in the classroom. And so my focus is the RTI intervention dealing with student engagement. So if you're looking for tools, and if you're looking for ideas and someone to come present to your whole campus staff, administrators, superintendents, then this is the workshop you want to attend. It's not going to be a boring workshop. I'm going to give you time to think. I'm going to give you time to write. I'm going to give you time to ask questions at the end. But this is a proven workshop, and it's not a workshop or breakout session, excuse me, that is going to just stay on your students, stay on your students. It's a training in which you have procedures in the classroom to help your students become more engaged, because how many of you know we lose a lot of instruction time because we're constantly saying, sit down, no talking, don't, that's too much. So before we can even get to the strategies, the best practices for ESL, the best practices for our GT students, regular students, before we can even get into you know, inclusion, before we can get, we have to have a classroom structure. So my presentation is really focused towards administrators, superintendents, first-year teachers, second-year teachers, or individuals who really need to get a grasp on student engagement. And it's all levels. So speaking to someone, and they said, your presentation is for all levels. It's for all levels. And so please come out, 9:45. Look for Dr. Afreeta Love. My presentation is at 9:45. Be sure to come out. I only have a limited number of books, okay, because we've already sold some books before the training even started. People want to buy the book, right? So be sure to come out, and I have about 10 copies left, I think, maybe 10 copies. And no, I didn't write the book. The individuals who trained us wrote the book. So I was just giving you that information. In addition to that, that's on the 2nd Saturday, San Antonio, Texas. I already know great things are going to happen. I already know I'm going to connect with some great people. I already know that some people are going to want me to come to their school, which is fine. But make sure that you come to the breakout session so you can take it back and so you can have firsthand experience, right? Because you can look on the website and see all this good stuff, but it's nothing like seeing a person in person and meeting the person, building a relationship. Okay. Now, on the 9th, we will have Mr. David Mann. He is coming to Waco, Texas. Can you believe it? April the 9th. He's right up the street, Dallas, Texas, but he's coming to Waco. They're going to put on a comedy show. I can truthfully for Mr. David Mann, all right, because the first time I heard of his comedy skit was actually at the McDonald's Gospel Fest in Dallas, Texas. And as you all know, I was media because I needed to bring this back to some individuals, you know, and because I needed it on my website and all that good stuff. I could hardly take pictures or anything like that because I was laughing so hard. If you have not been to hear Mr. David Mann, please, please, please make your way. Make your way to the convention center. Look on my page. I believe it's at the convention center. Be sure to make your way there. Now then, someone also who is a radio host also called and said, hey, you know, there is another gospel event going on in where? Dallas, Texas. So Mr. Mann's coming from Dallas, and then there's something going on in Dallas. And so there's another event. It's called the Big Gigantic Gospel Concert. And you know, like I know, I've attended one of those big gigantic gospel concerts. They're very nice. It's very inspirational. It's very fulfilling. It's a great, great production. And, I mean, it's just ministry to your soul. It's excellent. I would recommend that event as well. And the information is on my website. So, if you're in Waco and you don't want to travel, go ahead and support Mr. Mann and all the other cast members and the individuals who are going to give talent on that night. If you're in Dallas, close to Dallas, going to Dallas, be sure to go to the Big Gigantic Gospel Fest. I believe it's at Friendswood Baptist Church. Look on my website. Be sure to go there. I'm still debating and deciding. I know that on the 9th, God's will, I am going to be in Waco, Texas. But I have time to travel to Dallas, then come back to Waco in I have time to make both, but I'm going to have to leave one early. So I'm going to pray to God on what I'm going to do because I don't know, right? I have no idea. But I'm going to pray to God and see what God thinks, and we're going to go from there. But either way, be sure to support both of those events. I know for a fact that they're going to be great events because the Spivey crew, they always put on great events, and it's always just a nice, spirit-filled occasion. All right? All right. Now, let's see what I missed here. I told you to pray for your family and friends. I gave you some dates. I told you about the 2nd. If you're in San Antonio, close to San Antonio, come out. And I'm going to also write about that event because I want to catch some of the workshops. What else? God is good. Also, yes, let's go. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and go to the AfridaLoveShow.com because I have a couple of people who's inboxing me, like, as we speak, and I want you to go ahead and click on the spiritual guide, a spiritual guide on the go. Now, I have several of these books left. I have several. The spiritual guide on the go, all right? It is $7.56. It was $1.75, but they were selling out quick, and we have... If you click on here, 16 new ones, all right, you can get them as cheap as $3.53. That's in South Carolina. And I'm trying to see where all my books are. I need to check on these things. Illinois, United Kingdom. Thank you. And then I had another publisher call me who was interested in the books. Now then, I have a stock of books, Spiritual Guide, on the go. And so if you want a special rate discount, because I want to make sure I get this book into all the hands that I can, I have a special discount rate, okay? Special discount rate, I will let you know as soon as you inbox me, okay? You can inbox me at AfridaLove or Dr. AfridaLove or FridaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can link in with me at Alfreda Love, okay? But this is a spiritual guide on the go. And the paperback is $7.56. There's only 12 left, and they're getting more on the way. So there's 7 of them. Okay. Super book deals, they're $5.05. And we also have, they're in New Jersey, they're in California. Wow. I want to take this time out before I even just start. I want to take this time out to thank each and every book distributor from California, all over the 50 states. This book is in 50 states, and I published it in one, and for some reason it's getting around, and I thank God for that. But I want to thank Super Book Deals, Barnes & Noble's Brook Books, wow, the individuals in Georgia. I just want to thank all of you for supporting this particular book thank you so much. I want to get this book into many different churches as possible, as well as when I go speak. This is the motivation that I use. And as many of you know, the purpose of this guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk, because none of us are perfect. And each day we are trying to perfect our walk in Jesus Christ. It's a daily practice. It's just like walking for your health. And so I wrote this book, and it's only like 100 pages because a lot of people are always on the go. And so this is a good book that you can use when you're walking or when you're, you know, at the beauty shop and you're under the dryer or if you are, you know, waiting on someone in the car. You know, if you're visiting someone and you want to read them something that's inspirational, you know, if you want to study, use this as a study, then please be sure to do so. It's all over the world, and I'm not sure, still not sure how this guide is all over the world, but it is, and I thank y'all so much, even at Barnes & Noble's and other places. Easy Globe buying, it's there as well, and many people are making positive comments, and so I really appreciate that. But at any rate, please call me, those individuals who are interested in the book. I'm sorry I missed your call on last week, but last week was very busy because we was in the process of trying to set up this new project or vision that the Lord gave us. So I'm trying to set up this Dr. Afrida Love page with nothing but entertainment and gospel on there, plus setting up interviews. So we were doing a lot. So if you try to call, then please call back. Those individuals that I am supposed to call, I will call you on tonight, later on tonight. But I want to thank once again each and every one of you. So that's a spiritual guide on the go. Also, another thing is to just continue to thank God. God has done some great things. We're going to get back into our needs and wants on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to continue to thank God because He's getting ready to do some great things. There are many conventions coming up. I'm going to actually be able to speak at a convention on behalf of education. So I thank God for that. I thank God for being able to speak at a couple of churches. I thank God for the ministers that He's bringing to speak on this platform, because you need to hear some other ministers, and you need to hear they're coming from Canada, London. They're coming from many different places. And so continue to spread the word that OurFreedomLoveShow.com is alive and well. We're on the Internet. We're expanding. And as I said before, the Dr. Afrida Love page is for business. And so we just thank each and every one of you guys for even taking out the time to, you know, check out the show. Be sure, once again, let me go back as the Lord is leading me to the AfridaLoveShow.com. If you want to connect with the radio station, this is any radio personality. This is any person. You can click on Love Radio and click off that commercial. I wish those commercials would stop coming on. Under my picture, if you want to follow the ministry, you can click Follow. All right. It says we're live right now. We are. You can click Follow. And you can listen or you can follow. It's up to you. It's really up to you. You know, I have several individuals on here who listens to the ministry. I want to thank you so much for listening. And so continue to let your friends know. Continue to follow. Also, I want to show you something. If we go to LinkedIn right here, you can connect with me on LinkedIn as well. Many individuals connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm looking for gospel artists, authors, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn right there. All right. And so what else did I want to show you here? Okay. I believe that's it. If you want to listen to the ministry again, you can go to either one of my Facebook pages, and you can listen to the ministry again, Afrida Love, Afrida Imanya Love, Dr. Afrida Love. You can go to either one of those pages. Upcoming events, as I said before, the Marcy Gerald story, that particular story. There's the radio station. Two gospel artists, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. Be sure to connect with these ladies. Look for radio interviews, speaking, film, anything of that nature. They are the ones that you need. Speaking of need, if you need a speaker, as I said before, on April 2nd, I will be speaking. But if you need a speaker with education or with any type of other, you know, education, spirituality, motivation, that would be me. You're looking for love, and love is always the answer. Amen. Love is always the answer. Here are some of the organizations I'm members of. And so please be sure to connect with me. You can contact me personally at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I can tell you that my next speaking event will be in June, and we will be in Memphis, Tennessee. So please be sure to connect with me. I'm going to be promoting. I'm going to be working on that, promoting the pages and things of that nature. So please be sure to connect. Okay, so without further ado, once again, my guest today was Mr. Israel. Be sure to connect with him on Twitter. It's at Israel Tootson. He has music I'm going to add to the radio station. Let's go ahead and go real quick here to the Stellar gospelmusic.com, because I want to emphasize a couple of things here. On this page, we have the new gospel music for March and April. And there was another gospel artist that I needed to add. But to inform the Afrita Love Show of any new releases, then please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. What I wanted to highlight was Bounce TV. Be sure to support and watch Bounce TV, all of their shows. They have some great shows with just good, rich ideas, good, rich lessons to be learned. We have the Carmichael Show. We have the Mary Mary Show. We have, of course, It's a Man's World. What else do I want you to know? Oh, if you want to highlight your church, I have a couple of churches now that I'm getting ready to highlight. So if you want your church to be highlighted, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Still working on that, freetoloveshow.com television. We're still working on that. And please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. As you all know, Dr. Afrita Love will be in San Antonio, Texas on April 2nd. David Mann and others will be live in Waco on the 9th. And the big, gigantic concert in Dallas is on the 9th as well. If you go to the About Us, you will find out some information about this particular station. Here are some sample interviews, individuals who I've actually interviewed on the AfritaLoveShow.com. If you want to contact me, there is a contact form and my email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Services, of course, we have speaking services. We have event planning and other services of that nature. Then church events around the world. We have Central Texas Comedy Event, Mr. David Mann. You know him as Leroy Brown. I've already told you my testimony. I've already told you that this will be a great show. General admission is $32. VIP is $42, and this is April 9th at 7 p.m. Then you have the big, gigantic concert at Friendship West Baptist Church. Doors open at 3, show begins at 4. There's no reason why you couldn't make both of them. But if you don't like to travel or you don't want to travel, then I can understand that. So wherever you are, just go to the nearest one. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. God is doing some great things. He's going to continue to do great things this week with books and with jobs and with so many things. God is going to do some great things. And so remember, on tomorrow, remember to bring all of your needs and wants. We're going to start that up. We're going to actually start that up about 9 o'clock. Bring all of your needs and wants about 9 o'clock. Be sure to bring some paper and pencil. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Be sure to continue to uplift God, because he's able, he's worthy to be praised. Today is Resurrection Day for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to say this as the Lord is putting it on my heart. You know, I can really tell that the Lord is working with me, and I'm getting into this ministry zone because God is opening up more knowledge, and he's showing the real purpose of living and the real purpose of why we celebrate Resurrection Day, why we celebrate Christmas and other different activities. And so as we celebrate this day, remember that Jesus hung on the cross, and it wasn't a happy moment for him, but he sacrificed something. And so the question is, what are you going to sacrifice today for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And not just today, but every day. What are we going to sacrifice for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul for supporting this ministry and listening. I want to thank God most of all for supporting this ministry all the way around. Everything this ministry needs, God picks up the tab. I want to thank God for that. I thank God for the platforms that he is creating now and the platforms he already has set. I want to thank each and every one of you, whoever selected me as a delegate for the state. I want to thank you. And I just want to thank each and every one of you, the churches and the schools and the universities and the communities who invite me into your sectors, invite me into your organizations. I want to thank each and every one of you for that. Be sure, as I said before, to connect with me. Once again, as someone is inboxing right now, the DrAfridaLoveShow.com is set aside for strictly business because I want those investors, I want those people, those my sponsors, and I want those business personnel to be able to just come to the page and find what they want without having to look through so much, you know, well, this is what I did today, because that's what the other page is for. So I really appreciate that. If you want your logo to be on that page, if you want it to be on the website, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to thank all of those restaurants and all of those individuals. Every time we have an event, they're always opening their doors, you know, when we need those cookies and things of that nature. I want to thank each and every one of you. God is getting ready to do some great things with this ministry. And so we're going to move higher and higher, and I promise God that when we receive the expectancy of what God is going to give that remains to be unseen, that we promise to extend our hands to the communities or wherever we go and share what the Lord has given unto us. So I want to thank each and every one of you. I thank you for the new connections. I thank you for the veteran connections. I will thank you for those connections which are coming. I ask that you text a friend, text a family member, let them know that on Tomorrow God's Will, we will be on the ministry at 9 p.m. Why so late? Because a lot of things happen between 6 o'clock a.m. all the way to 9. You have to do a lot of things, family time, you have work, you have all that. So at 9 o'clock, we're going to go to God with our needs and wants. Once again, the Dr. Afrida Love page is set aside for business, pleasures, purposes, for the work, the kingdom of God. And I just want to thank each and every one of you. Once again, I cannot reiterate, because my soul is so happy and thankful, all of the book publishers from all over the world who is accepting my book, who has placed my book in their stores. I want to thank you. Continue to place my book in your stores. Amen. And those of you who are trying to contact me, once again, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some of you have even called me. Thank you so much. And so just continue to pray unto God. We're setting up some things. God is getting ready to do some things. I just can't reiterate because I'm so excited. But be sure to come back on Tomorrow God's Will. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, happy Resurrection Day. And remember that Jesus is the reason for this season. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.